We are the Messenger of Good News, worldwide KFUO at KFUO.org, and it's time for a special broadcast today as we celebrate our 90 years in ministry and proclaiming that good news message, that gospel of Christ. We've been proclaiming that message since December 14th, 1924. The very first words that we heard on KFUO.
This is the newly born radio station, KFUO.
And those words were spoken in the attic of the old seminary on South Jefferson in St. Louis. The words were spoken by J.P. Hans as our very first microphone kicked open for the first time, kicked on for the first time on that date in December. With me, Joni Harwell and Rod Zwanzer. Hi.
Hi, Gary.
How you doing?
Good.
Are you over there, Gary? I can't see you. The top of your head.
You know, speaking of technology, I've got, what, 4 computer screens in front of me? That's how high-tech we are now.
You need one of those booster seats, Gary.
Yes, that's what I was just thinking.
That's the first time anybody said that to me in a long time. I need a booster seat.
You know, Gary, I grew up at Holy Cross Church, and that's where our church hall, was part of the old seminary. So I really grew up around the place where KFUO started. Did not even realize it, I don't think, until we celebrated our 75th anniversary and we had a special church service, and we actually had that room open with some of the old equipment.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really a neat thing. And again, you know, the forethought of these people was they wanted to share the gospel message with the world, and radio was the way to do it at that time.
Utilizing all the technology they could find to get the good news out.
You know, you think about the early technologies, you think about before radio, before wireless, there was the telegraph that used wires for the railroad, and they would send the Morse code down the wires to the various rail stations and send messages to one end of the country to the other. It all started with that, basically, the wired Morse code. And then it went wireless, and basically all it did was it was for ship to shore. They sent information from the ships at sea back to the shore and vice versa. And that's when wireless was in its infancy. Then it started doing the voice technology. And our founders back in the early days, around 1920 or something, decided, hey, you know, this is interesting. Why don't we do something like that for the church to proclaim the gospel? They called it the miracle of radio, is what they were calling it. They were calling it a miracle.
That's what Paul Meyer said, that his dad would always, you know, use that phrase when he was talking about KFUO. I asked him, did your dad ever talk to the family about the technology? And he said, yes. What he would always say, the miracle of radio.
Mm-hmm.
And so that miracle, Gary, of wireless and the telegraph then became wireless radio, television, all the rest of the various media. And all of that, you know, we think of God's great gifts and all for the utilization of his plan of salvation.
Right. Our founders, Walter A. Meyer, Dr. Fritz, Richard Kretschmeyer. Richard Kretschmeyer and John Dr. Fritz. John Fritz were the founders. I have a recording here from John Fritz. This was recorded in 1949 during one of the anniversaries. And he's talking about the very early days of KFUO. Listen, and it's a little staticky. It was recorded on records, and we'll talk about that technology, how it advanced from records to tapes and CDs and so on. But here's John Fritz.
I'd be glad to do that. In those years, radio was something entirely new. In fact, it was a very novel thing. And one of our members of the Board of Control at that time, the Senator Dr. Richard Kretschmar, he became very enthusiastic about radio work and thought that our church body, our Missouri Synod, ought to have a radio. Well, the matter was talked over for some time, and finally the Board of Control consented that we should have a radio put in the attic of our old seminary. At that time, everything was in very primitive condition. Our old seminary was three stories, and the attic, of course, was the fourth story. We were about ready to get out of there. Built our new seminary out here on the Demund Tract, so we didn't pay much attention to repairs. The stairs going up to the attic were quite squeaky. We made two rooms up there, rather primitive affairs. One had the one served a studio, and the other was the room for the operator.
And that's one of our founders there, with the talking about the very early days of KFUO. And, you know, after the technology of radio, the miracle of radio, as they called it, they got together and they formed the board, and also with the Walter League, and the seminary was involved, and they raised money and they got volunteers and started it, kind of a grassroots effort to start the ministry, the worldwide ministry that it is now today. But even then, the technology would allow radio signals to go so far because there wasn't that many of them.
Right. We actually have letters in the archives that tell of times that people as far away as Australia would pick up the signals, would be able to hear the programming. Can you imagine that? Back in those days, the excitement must have been for people in Australia to be able to hear what was being broadcast from St. Louis and to be able to hear the gospel message proclaimed there. And then it went as far west as the Rocky Mountains. So it was pretty amazing what KFUO did, even in the very beginning.
I think it was you, Gary, that was stating last week that in those days, it was almost like the ham operators that enjoy taking little postcards and sharing it when they talk to someone far away.
Right. They would, I forgot what those cards were called, but they would send cards like, I heard your station here at this time, and here's what you were saying.
I was listening out west, and I tuned in AM 850 and got KFUO. And I saw some of that the other day. And then also what amazed me is that copy that we have of the original license from the FCC.
No, it wasn't from the FCC.
No, it was the government, wasn't it?
It was the Commerce Department.
That's right. With Herbert Hoover.
Herbert Hoover was the president. At that time, he was the Secretary of Commerce. So Herbert Hoover has signed the license for KVO that we have on display here.
Wow.
In the studio. So, yeah, the Commerce Department came first. They just threw it all under the Commerce Department. But when radio stations started growing, they came out with the FRC for a short period of time, Federal Radio Commission, and then that developed into what we know today as the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, as these stations licensed and continued to license. The call letters were given to us. We didn't choose the call letters. We were given KFUO. Call letters are mostly west of the Mississippi. There's a few exceptions because of early stations, but most W stations will be east of the Mississippi. The K's are west of the Mississippi River. That's as simple as it gets. Here in St. Louis, though, we're kind of borderline there, and we have some W's in the St. Louis area. They may have originated over on the east part of St. Louis at that time.
And as I said, the only reason this radio was started, this radio station was started, and to me that is just so forward thinking, that these three men and the people who back this up, you know, knew that this was going to be a way to share the gospel message. They knew this was going to be something important. And can you imagine what that was like trying to sell that, especially to a bunch of us Germans? Because I'm German, and I can imagine what it's like.
Yeah, I can see people saying, well, what is this technology, and how do you plan on using it?
Well,
you
know, think about that, too, the economic times, 1924.
Right.
And so dollars were starting to get scarce.
Yes.
And they were talking about, even as he said, primitive little setup in the top of the seminary attic, that these people wanted a little budget just to begin.
Yeah. The league that donated $2,285, which would have been quite a large amount.
Yes, it would have. Yeah.
Then there was the St. Louis Lutheran Publicity Association donated $1,000 for the maintenance and upkeep. Students of Concordia Seminary got together, and they raised $1,500, and friends and relatives raised another $1,000. And by the time the development and the funds, as they were developing in the early stages, they had $7,000 to start the station.
And that would be the equivalent of probably
you know,
700,000, 7 million now, you know, that was really, really asking a lot. But it was also asking a lot because no one really knew what this technology, exactly where it was going to go and what it was going to do.
As I understand it, there was not a lot of AM receivers of any kind around when they started, but they knew the trend. And I think that's the thing that's impressed a lot of people that I've heard of, that know the history of this station, that these people were forward thinkers and they were on the edge and they knew what was coming and they wanted to be a part of that for the gospel. And so you're right, Joni. They had great foresight and boldness to go forward with this. And they really, I'm sure, fervent prayers that God would use and bless this and look where it's at. They would be, I imagine, so proud, so amazed at seeing where we are right now today.
You know, you talk about those early radios. A lot of people built their own little experimental radios. We have some on display. They were on display at the old building too, where it was just these sets that they, crystal sets they built with the, they didn't have speakers. They basically had headphones you'd listen
and
to.
And if you'd like one of those sets to make yourself, they're $90, you know, on this anniversary
if
week.
You remember, you're joking there, but you remember, you may remember like in
the crystal sets and
Boy
all that?
Scouts, you would take copper wire and wrap it around the toilet paper
tube, and
you make your own
little tuner.
You just slide the thing on the copper wire back and forth with little earplugs. It didn't even take electricity for the real powerful stations. You still pick them up.
Haven't you seen the one in my office that
I have not.
No. Now, wait, that was a Boy Scout thing. For the ladies, I love the photographs that... They must have had a contest or something at one time.
Oh, yeah, they were sending
And all
photos.
Those photographs that people sent in of families, sometimes it was maybe like a ladies' Bible study group, all around the radio because they were listening to the church service that day.
I'm thinking you're right. It probably was a contest or something. You send in your photos or maybe just we'll announce your name that you're listening. Let's hear a sound bite from the wife of Walter Amyer. She's talking about the early days here.
Very early in our home life, he mentioned the wonderful possibilities of radio. He felt that invention was really made in order to further the gospel, and he pictured what a great means this would be to proclaim the gospel to all the world. So he kept speaking about it to many people. I know he spoke to Dr. Kretschmar, the Western District President, spoke to Dean Fritz of Concordia Seminary. He wrote articles in the Walter League Messenger. One was entitled, Why Not a Lutheran Broadcasting Stations? And this, after 8 years of speaking and urging, finally became a reality, and the radio station, our KFUO, was born.
That is the wife of Walter Amyer talking about those early days and how he pushed ahead and moved forward to try to get this thing that we know today as KFUO started.
How impressive that 8 years he was talking this up.
Yes.
And wouldn't it be neat to have a copy of that article, see if we can find it. Why not a Lutheran radio station? That would be fascinating to have, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Because there she's talking about his urgency for the Lutherans to broadcast this gospel back then. And isn't that the urgency for us today?
It's the same urgency
until
we have,
the Lord returns.
Right.
That was great stuff, Gary, because I think it humbles us that we are a part of this, just swept up in this wonderful stream. That's the messenger of good news, as we refer to it. And you hear that back then, don't you?
Right.
And that was their momentum. That was their whole reason for launching this and for continuing it on. And I remember the first day that I walked in the studio and you let me in that hot summer day, Joni. And as I walked those halls, I was thinking of the people like Dr. Meyer and Fritz and the rest of those that had this vision. And then that's very inspirational when you hear about 8 years persevering to be able to launch KFUO.
Because he believed in it. He believed it was the thing to do.
And he was right on, wasn't
he?
What a pioneer these people were. And it continued. What struck me too, Gary, and you probably know this better than I, since that first day in December of 1924, this is only the third location this beloved station. This is only the third.
Right.
How many? That's very unusual in broadcasting, isn't it, Gary?
First of all, to have the same. I know it went through different names. The Senate went through different names early on, and there may have been a board in control of KFUO. But to even have one entity own a radio station for as long as the Lutheran Church of Missouri Senate has is unusual, because they're usually sold and they, because a lot of corporate radio is more like real estate. As long as they could keep they have the license, they broadcast, they make some advertising dollars, but where they make their big money is when they buy low, let it develop, let the audience build, and then 20 years later, the stations increase in value just like your home. Just they buy low, sell high. It's more of a business this way. That's why so many radio stations buy and sell.
So about 3 years in that seminary attic, and then what? We've got
1927 is when we moved to
27 to.
We got 85 years. We were over there at least 85 years.
Yeah, because we had our 85. We were probably, I'm trying to do the math.
That's probably
87?
About right.
Yeah.
87 years. Mm-hmm. We've been here 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So five.
At the first place.
Right.
So three at the first place, 85 right. at the seminary location,
and 2 years
and
here.
Then 2 years here.
Mm-hmm. Think we'll be here for 85 years?
I won't. I know that.
Nor will I.
I don't know. As bad as condition as that old building's in, I'm not sure if these newer type buildings could last that long.
Yeah, yeah. They built them to last back then, did they not? Yeah. And talk about built to last. This technology continues to change at an ever-increasing pace, it seems like. But what doesn't change is what we heard those first, plans being to proclaim Jesus and Him crucified for our sinners and throughout the world as far as it would go. And that's still the same today. We don't want to change that. We just want to use and be bold and take the latest technology as surrounds us now, and to the Lord's glory and to the furtherance of His kingdom. That's the thing that I always am drawn back to, that more and more people of more and more ages and more places are hearing this gospel through worldwide KFUO. So many different ways, so many different places. And
countries where we can't get in with missionaries.
Pastor DeNofer, I like the way he places it. We're like silent, invisible missionaries.
Exactly.
That get into places. We're not even going to say some of them, because maybe they'll be watching then, monitoring if anybody's listening to us in those places. Mm-hmm. But we see them. We have a computer analysis program that shows us where people are listening, not your house number or anything.
No, just how many and
if you're listening in Rhodesia or Brazil or somewhere like that, we just know kind of the city, the area, the region, and that's it. But that technology, our Lord said that, the gospel will be preached throughout the world and then the end will come. And we're kind of celebrating that the end of the church year, beginning of the new one, looking for Jesus' advent is coming. And we are a part of that, Joni and Gary, that more and more people are being exposed to Jesus and His love for them. Mm-hmm. And He's going to return. And we get to tell more and more folks around the globe about that via this wonderful technology.
And if you think about our founders, even then, it wasn't primarily about a St. Louis radio station. It was about a way to get the gospel to the entire world. And early on, they started out with like the Lutheran Hour. And then they had in the 1930s, they started what they called the Extension Service for syndicated programs. And then in the 1930s, they would make tapes to send to shut-ins at nursing homes and hospitals and church libraries. They would send those off. Well, they weren't tapes. I said tapes. I misspoke. They were actually etched records.
Yes.
They had etched the records.
Yeah.
And they would send those off. And then in the 50s, they started a program, Portals of Prayer, where they syndicated on vinyl. They would etch the audio into the record, and then they'd go out for duplication, make copies, mail those to radio stations. Portals of Prayer eventually became By the Way. You still hear it today. There was, I think, four early speakers for Portals of Prayer. And then in the late 70s, Paul Devonteer started as the speaker of Portals of Prayer and continues today as By the Way. So there's another program that is run basically from the 50s, syndicated to stations all over the world.
Yeah, KFUO was never just AM 850 KFUO. It was always moving forward to go more places, whether it was through the syndicated programs, mm-hmm. whether it was through satellite. No matter what we were always trying to go outside the box of just AM radio. And then through internet, the world just opened right. up, World Wide Web.
As the technologies changed, as like the syndication of records sent to other radio stations, then we started sending reel-to-reel tapes with programs on it to other radio stations. When I started, we had a big cassette duplicator that you would put one master cassette in there, and it would copy like 20 mm-hmm. Cassettes, both sides, in very high speed. So you could do 20 copies in like, you know, 10 minutes. And we'd sit there for hours just making copies of cassettes to send out to radio stations of some of these syndicated programs. Also, we did the same thing. We sent them to church library for churches right. for their libraries. Mm-hmm. And shut-ins would request them, and we would send all those out. That eventually became compact disc when compact disc came. Then we started in the very early 90s when websites were becoming popular. We were one of the first in St. Louis to stream our radio station as far as the live stream audio. That was unheard of, other than a handful of maybe others, radio stations that were doing that. And then there were some problems with the laws as they developed with the internet. So we stopped for a brief period. Then we started doing the podcasting thing where, you know, people could listen on their iPod players and stuff like that. As that technology developed, we grasped a hold of it and moved right along with it.
That's where I wanted to go with this discussion is not only did the Lord bless the broadcasting world and KFUO with all this advancing technology, but now it's almost shifted to where we can stream even multiple streams that the listener out there doesn't have to have a record or a disc right. or a cassette right. to take it all in. They've got all these wonderful technological devices, and that's the thrill, I think, of going out and being among them, to see their faces when they find out, especially the older group, mm-hmm. when they find out how easy it is and how available it is to tune in to Worldwide KFUO. I remember just being home the last couple of years with my family, especially my mom, and she was like, you know, it'd be really neat, Rod, if I could listen to some of your programs. And I'm like, well, Mom, you can. And she's like, well, how? And so we were at a smart TV. Mm-hmm. And Gary, you had this experience, I think, with your
right.
grandson.
Right.
If you've got a smart TV, and I think what I've learned is if you've got a smart DVD player.
Yeah,
you've got it already.
They usually have radio apps. That's what mine is. It's right. smart DVD,
yeah,
Blu-ray.
Yeah. So you don't have to buy the smart TV.
No,
you buy a smart
$100 Blu-ray DVD. Smart
yeah.
DVD,
and you've got it. And so we were and said, let's try it. And so we and here is Worldwide KFUO blaring through this TV. Mm-hmm. It was stunning. And so how many neat stories have we had? And I love yours with the lady in Denver, Colorado.
Right, where she was from St. Louis, and her daughter had moved her to Denver to a nursing home, and the lady was in tears because she couldn't hear KFUO anymore.
Grown up listening to KFUO.
All her life, and she wanted to listen to KFUO. That was the saddest thing for her to have to move away from this area. I think that was what was trying to, that's what she was holding on to St. Louis for, is for KFUO. And her daughter said, is there anything we could do? And I said, well, you can listen to everyone. She said, can I listen to a program? Do you have a program on a radio station out here? And I said, no, you can listen to all of them. Does the nursing home, your mother, and does it have a Wi-Fi? And she said, yeah. I said, spend $100, buy our Wi-Fi radio. And this lady was, the lady I was talking to was even elderly, so the mother might have been 90s, you know. And I said, have your grandson set it up.
Get a 10-year-old, they'll do it.
Get a 10-year-old, yeah. They'll set it up. Have them set it up, have them preset it. Then all your mom has to do is turn the radio on and hit one button. She sent us the nicest letter back saying that she's done that and her mother could listen to all the programs every day here at KFUO.
Well, I like it when I'm traveling. I can listen on my iPhone. All I have to do is mm-hmm. go to my app, my KFUO app, and I can listen to it. So there are so many different ways.
Do you project
ways.
That through your car radio?
Mm-mm.
Well, that's real easy.
That's easy to do. The Fords have the sync. That's what you have in yours.
And now yeah. so many of those have that similar capability, Bluetooth,
mm-hmm.
To where you just right. tell your smart car, I want to do the Bluetooth and whatever streaming on your smartphone will come through your radio.
If you have an older car, you buy a little device like you saw in my car where you Bluetooth
through
that.
Motorola has a nice one.
And it basically, you're Bluetooth into that from your phone, and then it has a little transmitter, and it transmits to a frequency, and you tune it in on your FM radio.
I was going to say, I mustn't have a smart car. I must have a dumb car.
or you got a lot of the semi-newer cars have the plug where you can just plug it straight in.
And what scares a lot of people, especially these older generations, is like with the Wi-Fi. They think it's going to be massive for them to work it. Mm-hmm. And then they realize that somebody like your grandchild just programs it up to the stations. And I did this for my wife.
Yeah.
And I said, all there is a red button, and that's power on and off, like your other radio.
Uh-huh.
And so you just hit it on, hit it off, turn the volume up. Mm-hmm. And Gary, in nursing homes like that one in Denver, you know, what happens is, the older ears need the volume way up.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so what happens? KFUO is blasting through the halls of that nursing home, and the staff and the rest of the residents are
Everyone's
standing around
it.
And listening.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
That's really neat. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back as we talk about the early days and the later years of technology and how technology has made us truly a worldwide ministry.
This is a newly born radio station, KFUO.
Those were the first words spoken on KFUO. But before those words could even be broadcast, it took a group of volunteers and supporters to cover the cost of constructing our very first radio facility.
On this occasion, we also wish to express our hearty thanks to all Christians who have given or pledged their contributions toward the erection and upkeep of this station.
Since those historic words, KFUO has relied on supporters to bring us through our first 90 years. And KFUO continues to need your support to move forward into our next. Will you prayerfully consider supporting the worldwide outreach of KFUO with a gift today? For a suggested gift of $90 or more, we'll say thank you with a collector's edition 90th anniversary I Lutheran t-shirt. To give your gift, contact Joni or Mary at 314-996-1512. Thank you for your continued support and prayers for worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
It's not too late to celebrate Refugee Sunday. Throughout their 75th year, Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service and thousands of congregations across the country are celebrating the gifts migrants bring to the United States through Refugee Sunday. Special LCMS resource kits, including video, bulletin inserts, and posters, are available for planning discussion, prayer, and action. More information at lirs.org/Sunday Kit.
As we age, our needs change, but there's no one-size-fits-all solution. That's why Lutheran Senior Services offers everything from low-income housing to senior living communities that provide all levels of care, to in-home services, to hospice. Our mission of older adults living life to the fullest comes from John 10, verse 10, where Jesus says he came so that we might live life in abundance, now and into eternity. Improving the lives of seniors wherever they call home. LSSLiving.org.
Finding just the right partner is a blessing when it comes to achieving God's plans. Hi, I'm Rich Robertson, President and CEO of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Before taking this position, I worked with LCEF in my home congregation. It was a joy to find a true Lutheran partner that understood our unique needs as we built a school and welcomed new families into our church and community. I hope you experience that joy too. Visit lcef.org to find out how your ministry can become empowered in its kingdom work.
Have you ever missed a live broadcast of one of your favorite KFUO programs? Well, let me propose a convenient solution for you. Visit the KFUO website, kfuo.org, and download your favorite program by way of podcast to your iPhone or other smart device. It's easy, it's simple, it's convenient, and you'll never miss another program. KFUO, the official voice of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, is the messenger of good news by way of radio, web, and podcast.
We are listener supported, AMA 50 KFUO worldwide at kfuo.org. We're taking this hour as part of our 90th anniversary, as part of our 90-day celebration, as we celebrate the 90 years of proclaiming the good news message of Christ crucified for our sins. Let's listen to this audio bite right here.
The importance of KFUO and Walter Meyer cannot be overemphasized in Christian broadcasting history. And, you know, Walter Meyer first got a vision for radio in 1922 when his first assignment with the LCMS ministry was as executive secretary of the Walter League, the youth ministry of the denomination. And he was speaking at a convention in 1922 in Louisville, Kentucky, when somebody shoved a microphone in front of his face and told him that he was being broadcast over the radio. And I guess he got a vision for the radio, and that culminated in the date that we're celebrating today, December 14th, 1924, when KFUO was a pioneering station that opened the doors for today, you know, what is a worldwide outreach in Christian radio.
That was Mark Ward, the author of Air of Salvation, a book that talks about the early Christian radio. Let's hear one more cut from Mark.
KFUO is an important station in the history of Christian radio because in 1924, the vision of Walter Meyer in getting the station started made the station one of the very first to have, you know, regularly scheduled religious broadcasts. There were some Christian stations that were on the air earlier, but in those days, most of the stations were owned by churches that simply perhaps broadcast their worship service for a few hours on Sunday. In 1924, KFUO was among a number of stations that I could probably count on the fingers of one hand that were pioneering the idea of a regular Christian broadcast schedule over the miracle means of radio, as they put it. So the importance of KFUO in 1924 to the present day cannot be overemphasized.
There's that word again, miracle.
Miracle means, mm-hmm. Yes. And it truly is a miracle that we're able to sit here in suburban St. Louis, Missouri, USA, and talk to people in other continents,
yeah,
and around our country and in all parts of the world. It is a miracle. And so we thank God that he allows these waves, mm-hmm, and digital signals to go through cables and satellites and then receivers and all this glorious technology,
you know,
we
servers now because of the internet. They're going through servers here and there and everywhere as it goes through the web. It's going through computers and different office buildings and all over the world.
What got me too is during the break, and if you're out there listening and you're a congregational leader or member or pastor, think about this. It would behoove you to think about using this same technology for furthering your message and your world. We have congregations, don't we, Joni, that broadcast their worship services, and not just in the AM listening area, but it would behoove them even to think about it in other parts. I know, you know, the joys of, let's say, having to drive back from Florida on a Sunday,
mm-hmm,
and Bonnie and I saying, oh, we missed church today. And I go, well, hey, we can fix this really quick. And I turn on KFUO in my car, and there we are listening to a broadcast of a divine service from St. Louis area.
And where were you?
We're driving in Florida.
Okay.
And then I had a call one time from a guy that was driving through St. Louis and was listening to a worship broadcast. Mm-hmm. And he said, I randomly came across it, and this was just marvelous, that my family and I were fed the Word of God traveling in this faraway place like Missouri. I think it was from out west, like California or somewhere.
And just think how important the technology is of a KFUO radio that could reach people even in their cars on the go anywhere. For truck drivers who are often on the road weeks for months, maybe come home one week in a month, and they get to hear the gospel message or the worship services broadcast from this studio right here. And the churches that participate with us, I think that's very important, and I really think that that's why we ask for gifts to help support and help to bring that message to the truckers and the farmers and the factory workers and, you know, the office workers and everybody. That, you know, that's how we reach them. Maybe you can't go out and reach people. Maybe you're stuck in a nursing home. Well, you could do that through KFUO by making a gift to our worldwide ministry.
Well, and you know, churches can very easily become a church of the week on KFUO. In fact, I just had a letter today from a church that said they'd like to be, and it gives that church an opportunity. They get an interview on KFUO, an opportunity to talk about their church, what's going on at their church, whether it's their Advent services, their Christmas, Lent services. And then they get announcements throughout the week. But at the same time, they're supporting, they're partnering with KFUO in this ministry. And that's also a nice way that churches can help the radio station. But at the same time, they can let people know about the work that they're doing.
Absolutely. Still, the most powerful thing that's out there is word of mouth. Mm-hmm. And so if you're out there, you're a truck driver, you're a rancher, you're a farmer, you're a hospital worker, you're a shut-in, one of those, or you just enjoy listening to KFUO every now and then, tell your friends.
Yes.
Tell everybody you know, and social media is popular and easy. You can reach so many people. Go on there and just say, I love Worldwide KFUO. Tell them what you would do. Point them to our Facebook.
Mm-hmm. While you're on Facebook, you know, if like us, first of all, and then you could take our...
Why would they want to like us, Gary?
Well, they could see things. That's a trick question.
They can learn about us.
Basically, it's just, I don't know if I like the word that Facebook uses called like us, but subscribe to us. Basically, you click
follow
us. That's a better word.
Yeah.
You click the little like button and you can follow along with KFUO. So when the announcers and the other programs post things on our webpage, you get that in your Facebook account. And then, you know, maybe you have 100 friends. You could hit share and share that information with your friends. That's a great way to spread the word of KFUO.
And the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so that's a way for them to keep up to date on all the neat things that God is doing through Worldwide KFUO. And Joni, this is a special time for all of us to give thanks to God for all kinds of things. I put a posting on that Facebook today on KFUO. That we're so thankful here for all the good things that God does for us. And one of the big ones is that we get to take part in this proclamation of the gospel. And if people are touched and blessed by this outreach, what should they do?
If you want to support this ministry, and we hope that you prayerfully will consider that, call me at 996-1512. That's Joni at 996, well, it's area code 314, 996-1512. You can also go to kfuo.org, and under Give Now, you can go there and give us a gift via the web. But we really appreciate any gift that you give us, because we are an organization that has to raise our own funds. And we go from year to year, by God's grace, continuing on because of our donors and supporters. And so we ask you to think about it, especially now at Christmas, if you will think about giving a gift that continues on. You know, sometimes we give gifts to people and they last a day, maybe a week. This is something that goes on for eternity. If you want to give something in honor of someone, in memory of someone, we will be very happy to use that gift to continue to share the gospel message. And we have a giving tree up now, and it's full of names. Next week, we'll talk about it more. But we'll be happy to put your name and your loved one's name on that tree in honor of your gift to us.
You know what? Go on, Rod.
That's such a beautiful Christmas giving tree that we have up there behind you, Joni. Talk to us about, when you say a gift to worldwidekfuo.org, it's really an investment in the gospel, is it not?
Oh, absolutely, because every dollar that we have is an investment in the gospel. Whether it pays the salary of the people on air, whether it pays our airtime, it is proclaiming the gospel message, and you are partnering with us in taking that message to the world. A lot of times people will say, you know, I just don't know what I can do to help people learn about Jesus. This is what you can do. Help support KFUO. You are definitely helping people learn about Jesus in that support.
You know, we just got reports that are so, you know, great for us to hear. They motivate us. They keep us going. The talk about dividends from those investments that people have entrusted mm-hmm. to us here at Worldwide KFUO. I know one from Newfoundland, Canada, for a listener that said that came across us in a funny way, and then she got connected with a Lutheran pastor who pointed her to worldwidekfuo.org, started listening to Concord Matters, and was so blessed, and talked, raved about that. We had another listener, I can't remember the exact place, that wrote us that this person also was touched for the first time by hearing the good news that it's all what Jesus did, and it's a gift with no charge, mm-hmm. and he did it all, and never quite heard it that way. Mm-hmm. And so it's a great way to think about it. A contribution is really an investment in this gospel sharing and proclamation, this giving out of the free gift of Jesus Christ right. crucified for people throughout the world. Gary, I interrupted you
that's
wrongly.
Okay. That's fine. And you both have been talking about how the gift keeps on giving. Listen to this.
On this occasion, we also wish to express our hearty thanks to all Christians who have given or pledged their contributions toward the erection and upkeep of this station.
You see, that talks about the gifts then that led up to our needs now. But those gifts kept paying off. They paid with the equipment they needed in those early days. And then as we moved forward and got more gifts, then we were able to syndicate programs, send programs out. And I shouldn't use the word programs. I'm a radio guy, so I say programs. We were able to send the gospel message out.
There you go.
From whether it was on tapes or records or cassettes or CDs or now computers, we're able to get the gospel out. And that's what we do here.
And think about that, because we were talking here looking at this wonderful old deposit of things that they had, that I think it's in the 50s, we were looking at their program schedule. They had massive amount of programs, mm-hmm. even from 7 to 6 at night, mm-hmm. and little 5-10 minute chunks, like mm-hmm. one, Joni and I are talking about Farm News, mm-hmm. and how that broadcast with, beef futures or corn futures.
There's an old joke there. Beefs don't have no future. Cows don't have no future. But I know exactly. I used to have to give the farm reports.
Chick-fil-A, eat more beef, right?
But that was very important because the farmers were out there and they were mm-hmm. listening to that and they needed to know that information.
Sure. And so what we do, and some people don't understand this, that sometimes you can't quite keep the same programming and get that gospel out there. So we kind of have our spiritual ears to the ground, listening to what people are looking for, and especially in our time, younger generations, which everybody mm-hmm. wants to reach. So we know that by talking to them, they really are into apologetics. So now we got an apologetic mm-hmm. show. And, we bookend our broadcast day, as you say, from 7 to about 6 with morning and evening prayer, which people really enjoy that.
Right.
And so we try to adjust our program to what will reach people out there and keep them tuning in and interested in what we're doing. We continue to look at that. And I think it's time to kind of settle down and let that sink in. But what we're about, and what you can tell, as you were saying, Gary, that from that broadcast, they were always about invest in where they were and that technology, and let the Lord build on that.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering what's coming beyond us.
It's basically an investment of getting the gospel out.
Yeah. At the 100th anniversary of this, if the Lord decides not to come between now and the next 10 years, what technology is coming down the pike?
I don't know, but I plan on still being here. So you can call me up and say, what's going on, Gary?
Gary, we'll call you up and ask you.
Yeah.
You can be talking about Rod and I, those old fogies that used to work there.
we'll be calling in from the home, Gary.
I'll be ready to retire by then, but I...
I wanted to mention, too, another thing that we do at KFUO, we do a lot of interviews with other organizations, mm-hmm. Christian organizations, to try to help people know that these organizations are out there. A lot of times people want to help. They want to help different ways, but unless they know where to go, they're just not able to do it. Like Lutheran Church Charities and the Comfort Dogs. I know we've had the gentleman on numerous times to talk about that. Lutheran Heritage Foundation, we just did an interview with them. Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Services. If you don't talk about these things, people don't realize that Christians are out there working and helping other people, and I think it's important to get those messages
out.
And
as you said that, I was thinking of the phrase, serving thy neighbor.
Yes.
Because that's what we're doing here.
Exactly.
We're serving the neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
What I was discussing with the Lutheran Heritage Foundation people, Joni, is exactly what you were talking about. To think of us as a church clearinghouse, mm-hmm. all that massive amount of people that want to get to each and every person out there mm-hmm. in the church. And they get bombarded with it. We're kind of a clearinghouse to take all of that, distill it down, and make it in a what'd you say? I hate to say entertaining, but a you know, audible way that you can take a lot of information in and process it, and learn a lot of good things that God's doing in the world through these wonderful people. I was thinking, Gary, of and I'd like your thoughts on this technology today, and I think it's so special, and we don't think about it enough. We say that worldwidekfuo.org is online, we are on demand, and on air.
Yeah.
Now, a couple of those.
On the radio, on demand, and online. Online and on demand is the way we usually say it.
You know, the on-demand side is growing and growing and growing. And think of that technology that allows us to inexpensively, but very technically sound and clear, record these messages so people can listen anytime, anywhere in the world. 24/7, 365 at their convenience, on demand, right? Talk to us about that technology.
First of all, we're using the term technology a lot, and I just think people are sitting there I don't know what Bluetooth is. I don't know what streaming really is. I don't know what they're talking about when they say Wi-Fi. Well, you really don't need to know.
You don't need to know
the inner workings, because at least the manufacturers of today's technologies, they make everything so user-friendly. You don't have to know. You know, and as we said, the things you do have to set up, you can find a 10-year-old to set it up
exactly
for you.
Exactly what Paul Meyer said about his dad. He did not know the technology back then, and he didn't want to. He just wanted to use it. It's a miracle for the gospel.
How to use it. It's easy to use. Yeah. And the podcasts are available for you to listen to anytime, day or night. I could get technical. I'll try not to get too technical, but it's called an RSS feed. It's a code that we send. You don't have to even think about this thought, but you add that to your podcast players or your iPhones, and then you set up, I want to check this audio once a day for new audio. And then when there's a new program, it will be in your phone. It will be on your podcast player. It'll be on your computer. You don't have to do anything but go, oh, there it is. Hit play, listen to it. You know, in the future, I see in the near future, cars with that ability built in, with the ability to stream live straight to your car radio. Maybe it will be through a satellite somewhere that these audio streams are going to and then bouncing down.
I just heard of
our cell towers will do the same thing.
A major U.S. car manufacturer, I'm not going to say who it is because I'm a Ford man.
So we know it's not Ford. Okay, go on.
It's not Ford. But I heard that all of their newer models are coming out with a Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi
right in the car.
Yeah.
How neat is that?
Yeah.
And we know that other technology is going to be there. Well,
it's
so multiple options
that
make it easy for somebody that doesn't even know the technology, Gary, the RSS, the streaming, and all that, just to hit something. Program in KFUO, and away you go.
And the Wi-Fi is probably connected to a cell. So it's picking up just like your cell phone would. Actually, when I was talking to a Ford dealer, they have Wi-Fi in certain cars. I think the difference is with the manufacturer you're talking about is they've got the cell connection.
Yes.
But you could set anything in your car where it could communicate.
Sure.
I remember, just real quick, it's kind of funny that we're talking to this salesman about a car when I bought my Ford. And he's telling all this stuff, and he's looking at me, so he's talking guy talk, you know. It does this, it's got this computer, this. And my wife finally looks at me and goes, are we buying a computer or a car?
Yes.
But yes, you're right.
You are, yes.
The technology, it's all integrated. So, and that's what allows KFUO to broadcast worldwide, is that technology.
And so this on-demand ability, let's don't say technology, this on-demand ability is real easy for people to use. And then, you know, you can work out, you can work around the house, and you have a great spot that you prepared, Gary, that says, and you don't have to walk around all
with
day
earbuds.
With earbuds. There's docking stations.
There's Bluetooth radios you can set on your fireplace mantle.
Yeah, there's so many ways. And if you're out there, let's put it this way, if you're out there and you would like to hear Worldwide KFUO,
you can.
Call us, write us, email us. And we'd be glad to listen to what you have and tell you how you can utilize what you got, or give you advice like you did with the lady in Denver with the Wi-Fi that will bring this good news station into a person's life and world. Mm-hmm. And we need to do some videos that and we can put out there on YouTube. That
we're
shows
planning on doing that as well.
How, in the new year.
How easy.
So be our new year gift, Gary.
Let's make that a, what's a
resolution.
To get that done, because we've been meaning to do that for over a year now.
And Joni, I heard you this morning with Gary and Craig and Jenny talking about you and your husband, Joe, are just a couple of my heroes, because these dear people, listeners, have opened their house up, which is really close to the seminary here in St. Louis, to foreign people and others that have been at the seminary. And it's opened up that whole new world here to worldwide KFUO, hasn't it, Joni?
It really has.
The world is shrinking. I mean, we have the president of the Lutheran Church in Liberia, whose beloved country is in so much strain after coming out of civil war. And, you know, that to me is one of the thrills of working here with you, Joni, is, you know, I get to meet your grandkids and Pastor Stanish and Pastor Amos Belay. And isn't that exciting that the world becomes a small place?
It is very exciting. And my hope and my push is that in the future, you know, even as KFUO, I know as broadcast into those countries, we can do more in those countries in the future, because the world is a small place. And we realize that all of these people are brothers and sisters in Christ, and they want the gospel message to go into their countries.
Amen. And so, you know, with the little humble part that we can play, and we want that to expand, we need your help. We need your investments. We need your gifts. And it's a great time to do it. We have a iLutheran t-shirt. We got some more things coming up in the next few weeks to tell you about. And so this allows us to do more and more, as Joni was saying, worldwide in other people's languages.
Right.
We have that dream and that vision. So, you know, when we hear Mrs. Meyer talking about her husband, Dr. Walter Meyer, having these dreams and visions for what they could do with the gospel on the radio, that's our dream and vision to go to these places where the Holy Spirit is really working, Joni, Africa and Asia especially. It touches our hearts. And when you meet these people, like you've led into our lives and being here at the International Center, it does, it really says they are people for whom Christ died, and we want to let them know about the love of Jesus Christ.
Joni, you've the contact information, how they can contact you or you or Mary for making a gift to KFUO.
You can contact me, call 314-996-1512.
Do that again.
314-996-1512, or you can go to kfuo.org and go to the Give Now button.
You know what else they can do is, if they don't have access to the internet or that, or can't remember the number, just call up the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod headquarters, where we are, and the information is there. Just tell them you want to talk to Joni at KFUO. And so write that
down. I'll get the message.
Joni at KFUO, and it'll get to Joni. That's an easy way if you don't know those others. What was that number again, Joni?
314-996-1512.
Can you wrap up this segment as we talked about the history and the technology of KFUO with prayer for us, Rod?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much above everything else for, you know, above your creation and the bounty of the food that you give to our bodies, sustenance, and that wonderful gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ crucified for sinners that all of us are, that we have full forgiveness of our sins in him. And what an amazing gift of broadcasting technology for this 90 years. So we give you all thanks and praise for that. We thank you for the people that have supported this station throughout these 90 years and continue to. We ask, Lord, that you would raise up a new generation of brothers and sisters in Christ throughout the globe that would invest in this gospel proclamation we call worldwide KFUO.org. We thank you for this technology. We ask you would use it to the furtherance of your church and your kingdom. Bless our world with peace, not just spiritual peace, but as well earthly peace as well for a people who are troubled. Give us all comfort and joy as we travel or visit with loved ones this time of Thanksgiving. For we pray it all in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Rod.
Thank you, Gary.
Joni.
Thank you, Gary.
It's been a pleasure, and I'm gonna. I think this is fitting a way to end this broadcast as we talked about the early days of bringing the gospel to the world. On December 14th, 1924, when we signed on, other than the words you heard, this is a newly born KFUO radio station, KFUO, this newly born radio station, KFUO, we heard a dedication. Now, that wasn't recorded. It's a shame that Richard Kretschmeyer did not record his dedication of KFUO. But many years later, in the 40s, someone had the idea to have his son, Carl Kretschmeyer, record what his dad said. They took the script, and this is what Carl Kretschmeyer says. As KFUO, as his father said when KFUO was dedicated.
In the name and for the glory of God, the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, the only true and living God, ruling supreme in the heavens and on earth and in the air, who has given us in this radio station a wonderful medium for sending messages and music on the wings of the ether to all parts of our great country, perhaps even beyond. I now, in behalf of the Evangelical Lutheran Synod of Missouri, Ohio, and other states, and in behalf of its Board of Control of this Concordia Theological Seminary, open this radio station, KFUO, a broadcasting station of the newest type and of full strength, erected by the Western Electric Company for this Lutheran Seminary in St. Louis. I dedicate it to the use and purpose for which it has been built. This is done with a deep feeling of gratitude to our God, who is doing wonderful things and is giving us far-reaching means for the spreading of his eternal gospel truth, which he and the Bible has revealed for our salvation. On this occasion, we also wish to express our hearty thanks to all Christians who have given or pledged their contributions toward the erection and upkeep of this station, especially to the Walker